Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Yeah, hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? It's keith.greensolve@gmail.com.
G-R-E-E-N.
Yeah, G-R-E-E-N-S-O-L-V-E, greensolve@gmail.com, keith.greensolve.
Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name on the account?
Keith Scheidemantel.
Thank you. I've located your account, propertyrecord.com. How can I assist you today?
I called a little bit ago, and she gave me a new password, one of your other operators. And I went through and started the whole process over again. It downloaded. It clicked to credit card payment. So I put all that in there. I put my email address at the bottom, and it comes back and says that this account already exists.
Were you using the information she sent you via email?
Yes.
You use that login. You click on that link and log in.
It's okay. I can't find a login first. I was able to download the property thing. Okay, then I'm totally confused on how this works.
I'm going to send you the link with your username and password. You're going to also have the link where you log in from the link and put in the information to view the report that you are looking for.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I thought I did that, but I got one from Andy Wright before.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so I'm in my email.
I just sent the email. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes to receive that email.
Okay, here's one that came in. That was the one that was there before, 503.
And it takes about 3 to 5 minutes to receive the email that I just sent.
Okay, so, all right, what do I do when I see the email?
Once you see the email, that's where you open the email, and it's going to view,
yep,
have all the information where you log in. Even the link or the web address where you log in to view the report.
Yeah, it says your login information. Correct?
Sir?
Yes.
What were you saying about the login information?
Well, what Andy sent me was it says your login information, then it has www.property/record.com login, PHP it looks like.
The web address where you log in is member reports online. You log in with that,
yes,
web address and with that information.
Okay, and I did that, and it takes me to a thing that says license plate or VIN number. And then it says search view report. I didn't log in. It just automatically took me there. That's why I'm really
I'm kind of confused.
It automatically logged me in. So I click on property reports. It takes me to one property that's correct, but it doesn't give me the report. It just gives me stuff that I can find online without it. Okay, I'll just wait for yours because that's not making any sense to me. But, let me.
Yes,
okay,
sir, and you can give us a call.
Okay, I got you. I got yours.
Yes, sir. Once you receive,
okay,
that email, you should be able to log in from the email.
Okay. It says log in confirmation. So I log into that. Then it asks me for my password and
yes, and you're going to log in with. Go ahead.
No. Tell me what to do, please.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. No. It says the correct email address, and then under, I guess, the password side, it already has one in there. Do I take that out and put in what she told me?
Correct.
Okay.
And once you log in, you should be able to go forth that process with viewing that report.
All right. Well, let me try to find where I wrote that down. Was TV something. I don't
all right. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
I'm trying to find where she gave me the password again because
I can resend that information, but I won't be able to hold. I will have to take the next call. And
right,
if you're
I
having any troubles with logging in.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let me try this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support.
It's still wrong. Yeah, I'm still here. I gotta get